Yes, indeed. It is the hour one, Nugget, beloved. And it's great that you're joining me. Let's turn now to 1 Peter, the third chapter, and let's go immediately to verse 13. In this particular verse, Peter is posing a question. Here's the question. Now, who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? Now, who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? Well, what a question that is. Because there are many that would want to harm you even if you are doing good. And the biggest one of those is a satanic attack, beloved. There's some stuff that we can do and God has put in place for us to do to protect ourselves. Now, often we do not protect ourselves. And I've talked on this issue many, many times. But there's something else quite beautiful about this. If you turn with me now to Matthew, the fifth chapter. And I'm trying to say that we need to look at verse 43 onwards. And this is what Jesus says as he is preaching that famous Sermon on the Mount. He says this: "You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of the Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." Look at that. "But you are to be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." That gives me joy. That gives me great joy. Let me tell you why. On a number of reasons. I have already said this before, that perfection has nothing to do with purity. I'm going to retract that now, because now I can see that Jesus is saying, you are to be perfect. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to be perfect, and he wants us to be pure. And the only way we're going to do that is when we're faced with our enemies. We are faced with those that want to do us harm. What are we to do about that? We are to love them. Beloved, this is so difficult to do. I'm not here to tell you that this is easy. This is what I term as difficult love. I call this difficult love for that reason. This isn't easy love. This isn't loving your wife or your family or your kids or your mum or your dad or your brothers and sisters or your aunts, uncles, anyone in your immediate family and those that you are friends with. No, that's easy love. As Jesus is saying to us right here, even the pagans can do that. Even the tax collectors love their family. But we are to go one step further than that. We are to love those that persecute us. That is so, so difficult at times. The other day when I was bringing you a word, I told you a story about David Wilkerson, where he stood in front of Nicky Cruz and said, "If you cut me into 1,000 pieces, each piece will scream, I love you." Now, at that time, Nicky Cruz wasn't his enemy. He was talking to Nicky and loving him, but I would say that Nicky Cruz at that time was difficult love. Beloved, we are to love those that persecute us. You see, even if we're doing good, whatever we are doing, the world watches us. The world watches to see what we're doing and how we act. And if we act morally correctly, if we act with love, they may well still persecute. That is the way it is. I know this, that some of the big ministries in the United States have been attacked by the IRS in recent days, in recent months. And many of those big ministries have been seen to be legitimate and right and correct and good and just and honest. Well, if there's an investigation and it can be found out that you're not right, you are not just, you are not honest, but you are corrupt, then what does that do? What does that do to the family of God? What does that do to the church itself? It starts to chip away at the very foundation of the church, and it brings it down. Beloved, we cannot allow that to happen. We have to love our enemies. We have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Now, I've often talked about loving your neighbor, but I haven't yet talked to you about loving your enemies. Those that want to do you harm, those that want to persecute you. Peter says this question to you today. Now, who will want to harm you if you're eager to do good? Well, we know that many will want to harm us. As we go on through this chapter, you are going to see Peter's response to this, what he thinks. Verse 14, I'll just touch on very briefly. But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you, so don't worry or be afraid about their threats. Now, I'll talk about that tomorrow at length. But I just wanted to bring you some sort of answer to what Peter has got in his mind here. And I believe this is what Peter has in his mind. He knows that his Lord Jesus taught him whilst Peter was with him for 3 years during Jesus' ministry. Jesus taught him many times. And actually, when Jesus delivered that Sermon on the Mount, and I've just quoted some of that to you, when Jesus delivered that Sermon on the Mount, Peter was there. And I can just see Peter's face now. I'll bet you his mouth was wide open. What are you on about? Love your enemies? Are you mad, Jesus? Because by that time, beloved, Peter hadn't received the Holy Spirit. And when Peter did receive the Holy Spirit, his whole mindset changed, beloved, completely changed. He now understood exactly what Jesus was talking about. This is something that you and I need to be aware of. This is something that we need to do. We need to love our enemies. We need to love those that persecute us, because what we are doing is what God has called us to do. Let's love him now. Let's continue to love the Lord our God. And let's pray that he would give us the love we need for those that persecute us. Father God, I pray now in the wonderful name of Jesus that you would give us the love that we need for those that would seek to persecute us and to harm us. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your wonderful and holy name. Glory be to God on high. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue to worship him now. This is adorable, this song. Led to the Lost. And this is Tim Hughes. Beloved, just acknowledge.